All right, this is Venue Music.
Hallo beim Venue Music Podcast. Dieses Mal ein Interview, das nicht von mir geführt wurde, sondern von Slick Prolidol. Slick ist selber Musiker, Sänger und Gitarrist bei Bullig, Sänger und Bassist bei Slick's Kitchen. Und interviewt für uns hat er Fatal Smile, das Ganze kurz vor ihrem Auftritt in Nürnberg als Support für Lordi. Das Interview wurde in Englisch geführt und bekommt ihr hier auch in Englisch zu hören. Wir bringen in dem Podcast keine Simultanübersetzung. Es macht trotzdem oder gerade deswegen jede Menge Spaß. Den hatten wir zumindest und den wünschen wir euch auch.
Alright, this is Venue Music and we are here in Nürnberg with Fatal Smile and they are right now on tour with Lordi. And
yeah.
Guys, this is the first time for you on Venue Music, so please introduce yourself and what you do in the band.
We're Fatal Smile, I'm Blade, I sing a little bit of that and a little bit of this.
Yeah, and I'm Y, playing the sixth string down on a guitar.
My name is Alex, play the bass guitar.
And I'm Steph, the drummer.
The band was formed in, when I'm informed correctly, in 1995, right?
Yeah.
You did it.
That's right.
This is not the original lineup, right?
No.
So what went wrong with the first lineup?
Well, you know, people come and people go, so you have to clean up the mess. No, just kidding. I mean, 95, it was a long time ago.
People come on the floor.
Yeah, and go, and they go. No, just, I mean, it's been a long time. We have many different settings, you know. You think you find your perfect band, and then they meet a girlfriend or whatsoever, and they quit. But they don't want the same thing. So, to make long story short, it was... I had the same lineup for the two previous albums.
Yeah.
And then after the last, previous new Natural Fix, we toured a lot. They didn't want the same things as I wanted to do.
So you separated music-wise and time-wise.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that was the reason why I decided to change the whole lineup. So.
Okay.
I must say you guys have really good local.
Yeah. I was amazed too because this one is really good and you can't get them in the shops around. So
okay.
You guys are lucky. Yeah.
I love this.
Really
take some cases with you. The first two records, when you started, I mean, the music you're playing, when I imagine being back in 95 again, wasn't... Well, the hip music at that time.
Yeah.
So, how hard was it for the beginning, and why did you especially choose that kind of direction?
I mean, for me, for us, it's been always the same. Right? I do whatever I want to do. It doesn't matter what's hot or hip or whatsoever. I don't give a shit about that. So it's we do what we want to do and what we love to do, and then if people like it, it's fucking great. And if they don't like it, they can fuck themselves.
Then go to hell,
yeah.
Straight to hell.
Yeah, I mean, so you have to keep on doing what you believe in, so that's what we're doing.
So question to all the rest of the band. He formed the band. He's kind of the main head.
Daddy, Papa.
Explain very simple words how it was when you came into the band. Was it like hard? So he's more like a dictator, where you're straight away working with the songs. Do you have like every right like anybody else in the band? How was it?
I have the same background as he has.
Okay, all right.
So it was, in a way, pretty simple to just slide into it. And I mean, this is also what I want to do. So.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
I think
all,
now
whatsoever.
It's easier for him because Neonatural Freaks was really successful,
Yeah.
So it was easier for him to form a new lineup.
Okay.
You know, after that success, especially up in Scandinavia. It was
but you didn't understand.
Also, he had free beer. No, but we're basically very much the same. And it's like we said, we should have met actually then.
Yeah.
From the beginning, you know. That would have... We would have definitely been the same band through all the years if we would have met then. Because, I mean, we're more of a gang than a band today, you know. We're
more like a family.
Yeah.
It took him a long time to find the right guys, but now it is.
That's
what
sure it is.
Yeah.
I mean, now we've been together for one and a half years, almost 2 years. And it feels like we've been known each other for 10 years, and this is the... This is the lineup for Fellows Man, so everything is perfect.
But as you said, it's a family. And I, you know, if they wouldn't let me sing anymore, I'd be wanting to be the driver or merch guy or, you know, on stage, yeah, just or whatever.
Just be around.
Just be around, be on the tour, because we're having a great time.
Yeah.
All the time.
I must come to this. You were supposed to play the Vince Neil tour.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Yeah.
No.
That's what we know. Do you want to say some personal words to it? Because you didn't know it long before, right?
Was it? One day before.
Really messed up.
Fuck off!
Well,
that's the personal message.
Fuck so. You!
No, actually, you know, the band went down to Barcelona for the first gig.
Mm-hmm.
And
the day before.
Yeah.
Just the day before.
You guys were in Cannes or something, right?
Yeah, in France.
Yeah.
French Riviera. I was still in Stockholm because I was going to fly down because I'm a diva. And
you're the singer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the lead singer syndrome.
You have to.
Exactly.
When they called, so I mean, they were already in Barcelona, but then the tour was like 50% Vince Neil and 50% headline, because he only does a show every second day,
mm-hmm.
and we hate days off, because, you know, every day we play, there's a party, and when we don't play, it's like, what the fuck now?
Yeah.
So we want to play all the time, and so our booking agent, Biggie, had booked us every second day a headline show
yeah.
in some club somewhere on the routing.
So you had to do something.
Yeah.
So we already had every second day. So when Vince canceled, we called Biggie and said, "Hey, we need to fill up these gaps, you know."
Yeah.
And in some kind of incredible way, she did, and we basically played almost every day anyway, but
cool.
did it on our own, and we kicked ass and had a lot of fun. We were in Belgium and Austria, Switzerland and Netherlands, Holland.
Yeah, but it was still a very sad thing. I mean, to get the whole tour canceled one night before.
Yeah,
it was supposed
sure.
to kick off. So it was really sad, but I mean, it's not Vince's fault, so it's some other stuff going on. So, and he couldn't help it, so.
Business chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course,
and
he's as
yeah.
pissed off as we were.
And this is rock and roll, I mean, that's what I say. Sometimes we're up, sometimes down. This is the shit.
Yeah.
This is
you have
the music
to, you
industry.
Have to deal with
yeah.
music industry.
Yeah.
And you basically did when you played every
yeah.
night
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah.
So
you have to do the best of it. Otherwise, you go home and hang yourself. I mean, that's
yeah.
not big.
We
want
to play, so
yeah.
On your info, you say like you try to stay true to your own musical roots, but you try to add something new to it. First of all. Well, kind of figure out what your roots it is.
Yeah.
Say it yourself.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it's very mixed. I mean, we grew up with 70s, 80s, 90s music, and I guess the basic stuff are from there, but still, it's we have to be updated also. I mean, we're not an 80s band.
Yeah.
If people ask us, or they can say we play glam music or whatsoever, but
What is that thing you do where you can say, okay, we put glam music into the 2009 time?
Except that we don't play glam music.
Kind of.
I think, you know, if you listen to the record, it's very hard rock, heavy metal.
But I mean,
people watch us on stage and see that we have a big
so
show. That's why they think it's a glam thing.
Yeah.
You know, why put black fingernail polish on his...
And you got the fluffy hair.
Yeah, I can't help the fucking hair, you know what I mean? I got the hair. I never do anything with it. There's no fucking hairspray in
it. It is like that.
It just is like that. So people think I'm doing the hairspray thing, which makes it glam, but it's not glam at all. I mean, it may be looking a bit glam, but it's...
But you can pretty much see, or hear, like, that's what I think, that you're coming from that area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but,
I mean,
but it's Motorhead and Ozzy Osbourne and Iron Maiden and
Pantera.
Yeah, and
still
Pantera
some
and
Motley and whatever. What's, yeah,
yeah,
it's,
we have a lot of...
It's a whole... It's a mix.
It's a mix with everything. So.
We just call hard rock.
Yeah.
Heavy party.
Which
I would say it's
calls,
party
yeah.
hard rock. Party
yeah.
hard rock.
Cock rock.
Yeah.
That would come pretty close to the end of the game, you know.
Exactly.
Or pussy opener rock.
Yeah. Question on the side. I have to ask you that. What do you guys think about Saints of Los Angeles? Music-wise. Do you think they should have never done it? Or do you think, yeah, they put something new to their own history?
I think
so.
It's a good comeback. I think it's really good.
It's better than much all the shit
yeah.
they have done for latest year.
Yeah.
I think it's latest years. I think it's okay. But more back to the roots. And you, what do you think?
I love it. I love it. I like Motley Crue anyway.
Yeah.
Shadow of the Devil was one of
yeah.
my first records I ever bought.
Same.
And That's why I'm asking, because I really do think they kind of
put
it to another level.
They are always very entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what you want.
But you know, this record is like...
Cool this song. Is the Back to the Base. This is the one they should have done for 10 years ago.
And they sing about LA and Whiskey Go Go and all those places where we also played.
Yeah.
Which was really great.
The kids go away.
Yeah, really, it has a meaning. Yeah. Whatever you think about that meaning, but it has one. Yeah, it has a story to tell. Yeah. In 2003, you played a festival, a Meltdown Festival, right? And you've been—is that right? You've been put on a three-week tour right after that.
Yeah, but that was like in February. After that, we got some connections with some promoters.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So then they wanted us to come back, so we came back like for 6 months. Later.
The new record is called World Domination, right?
Yeah.
I pretty much get that.
Yeah.
The first two titles, Beyond Reality and Neonatural Freaks. Can you please tell something about it? Because they have, to me, they are very meaningful.
Yeah.
But what did you mean with that?
You mean with the albums?
Yeah. Like especially with the titles.
Yeah, with the titles. I mean, the titles. Neonatural Freaks, it was about, the song is about back in the days, it was a big thing happening like this, Big Brother and this, what do you call it, docu-soap?
Yeah,
docu-soaps.
Documentary
soaps.
Reality.
Reality shows.
Yeah, exactly, reality shows.
We can learn a docu-soap, it was that stuff.
Don't make it too complicated now.
Yeah, and that was basically around that, the whole... I mean, the title track about that. And Beyond Reality, I mean, it was back in 2000 when we recorded, so it felt good, but I don't know what it's like. What am I saying?
You're losing the point of the game.
That was a really strong beer, wasn't it?
You got good beer here.
Take care, guys. It's really strong.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking about the songwriting, you said... Nowadays you're very democratic because you want to do the same music anyway. Right?
Yeah,
all together, is it more coming out of jam sessions or is everybody coming on with bits
and
pieces?
The thing was, before I found these guys, I had already written like 15 songs for the new album. So what we did was, we worked out the lyrics and melodies with Alex.
He recorded it in his studio.
Yeah, all the music.
The intros, the riffs, everything like that. And me and the guys, we hooked up in my studio that I have on the third floor of my house. And we sat there for a couple of months and got the groove of that and cut it apart and put it together and made them into songs. And
it was a couple of weeks because month we had very tight time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like a couple of years.
It was drunk all the time.
No, but we set up all night, you know, and some of the tracks we sent out to Paul Sabu in Los Angeles, and he helped us out with some of the things, so we kept some of his, and we also had Peter Ted Grin from Pain and Hypocrisy, which is, I recorded all the vocals in his studio, and he was there with us for a week, and so we just, very democratic actually. We tried, we got ideas, inputs, and we tried it, we recorded it, and we tried other things, and then we just kept what was best, you know.
You keep from the beginning and at the recording process, do you keep the eye on the whole album, or do you just write as many songs as you can do, possibly, like some other bands do, you know, write like 40 songs and pick out the 11 best?
Never been that, never gonna be that. I mean, I try to do like, 10, 15 songs that you really think.
Yeah.
Because
and also
at least you hear it in your head before you think if it's a good one, if you should go on with that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Scrap that or.
And we have a lot of live thinking. You know, especially
for this
album.
Yeah.
Because our hopes was to tour with this album. We had never hoped to tour as much as we have toured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 138 or 139 shows in 1 year. Which is amazing, really, but we definitely thought, you know, of having something fun to play, because we toured a little bit with Neonatural Freaks before before we recorded this.
Yeah.
And we saw which songs is gonna work and stuff. Which
we wanted more kick-ass album, more up-tempo songs.
A little bit more in your face.
Yeah, that's fun to play live and keep up the energy.
So there's a lot of balls in this album. Yeah. You know.
I just wanted to ask you: use a lot of new technique like Pro Tools and stuff, or do you try to keep it basic and
we don't
as much as you can live?
Those things really, we're not very good at it. So okay. We,
yeah.
You know, no, we don't cut and edit, and we don't work with the voice. You know, we just record it the way it is, and then
we try to do it pretty basic. I mean, back to the basic.
Yeah, it's
but, I mean,
pretty much a live recording.
Absolutely. But still, you have to do some stuff because it depends on who's doing the who your record with, who you're working with. So.
Yeah, but there hasn't been any editing. We haven't been moving guitar parts or, you know, moving vocal parts and stuff. We've recorded it pretty much live, and I think you can hear it, actually. There's a punch in it, you know? It's not static at all. It's very, very dynamic, even though it's such a brutal, you know, thing.
You've been around many different countries. Is there any special country where you would say, yeah, this is our land, this is where this music we do functions the best?
I mean, we've been to the US for two tours last year, for 2 months.
Yeah, a total of 10 weeks.
Yeah, 10 weeks and 50 shows. And we feel that's fucking awesome, US. But our kind of music and everybody's going fucking nuts about this.
Yeah.
So it's, that's, and Japan, but yeah, these guys wasn't in the band when we went to Japan. I would say US and Japan, that's outstanding, I mean.
Okay.
It's very really different. I mean, when you go to The further away, can you say that for me, please?
Further away?
Yeah, the further away you go, the more exotic you are. And, you know, when we tour in USA, the people over there are just nuts about European music and mostly Swedish music. Actually, you know, Scandinavian, Swedish music is really hot up over there.
Yeah.
So when
like here.
When there's a Swedish,
for many years now.
Yeah. When there's a Swedish band on tour, people go see that shit, and they love it, you know? They're really into that. So, I think USA is a really good place for us to be. And we love the climate down south of that. It's really nice.
But
California!
Still, Europe is really great also. I mean, Germany, this is the... for all these years, this is the fifth show we're going to play in Germany. I mean, this summer was the first time Fredo's Mind played in Germany.
Yeah.
For the entire...
We have a lot of fans here.
Yeah, it's...
And you can see that. Yeah, I mean,
the audience is singing along with our songs and go crazy.
So they know already.
Yeah.
I think...
It's different, you know. Some cities, the word of mouth has been going for a while, and people, you know, some people are listening. And so for us, we're having a surprise, you know. We play in Amsterdam on our headline tour, and it's like a huge place, lots of people. It's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would play in... Milo in eastern Germany, and there's a village
like 20
of 800 people, you know, it's like 100 people in the audience.
But
you know,
still, they are very into it.
Yeah.
You get a great feedback. It doesn't matter if it's 10,000 or 100. So
yeah,
we still go out to kick ass, and we do because we do what we love to do.
And sometimes it's even more fun to do the club thing,
with
100 people in a small joint. You know, you go out singing with the people in the audience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's more sweaty.
Yeah, and we like to entertain. I mean, it doesn't matter, as I said, if it's many people. I mean, we do what we do. So
and of course, I have my weapon on stage. I don't know if you've seen that. So we love big stages, and especially when you have a guy like Alex on stage, you need a lot of space because he's a maniac.
Because he's fat.
He's a monkey.
No, he's not.
So we really
We
love to play big stages. You know, we've done a few festivals on huge stages, and we like to think we fill them up really well.
Talking about live show for people who never seen you, what do they have to expect?
A lot of sweat. It's a kick-ass live show.
Sweat, smoke, and rock and roll.
I think we do what bands don't do anymore. We put on a big show, you know? And
it's, you can really see that we like what we're doing because...
Yeah, we have fun. It's very much improvised, but it's going nuts, it's ballsy, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
And
a lot of energy in it.
For everybody who's interested now and the tours going on and on, you know, and when people see you here in Germany with Loi, what are the obvious question? The next plans, especially in Germany, what people can go to?
One more beer, and then another one, and then maybe some girls.
And people can watch you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
No, I guess we have some after this tour.
Mm.
We're trying to fit in a Japanese 17-date schedule that was trying to get in some kind of way. There's been
before
talk
the
about
summer.
Yeah, we want to do that before the summer. And there's been talk about another American tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which one is going to come first. And
we're going to try to do some festivals also in Europe during the summertime. So that's a main plane. We don't know.
Playing? Airplane?
Plan. This is fucking hard.
Strong.
That's the best beer ever.
That's the special area. The problem is it comes very late.
The basic plan for this band.
I don't even know what he's trying to say.
It's playing. The basic plane, the plan for this band is world domination. And until we've reached it, we're not going to release a new album.
That's going to take a long
time. Yeah, it's going to
take
a
time.
Yeah. There's going to be a few more shows. But we have some recording to do. And we're going to have to try to fit that into the schedule.
Talking about that, that's going to be my last one. How many songs for upcoming new album do you already have? And do you guys going to try some of them live?
I mean, we just have some ideas for the songs. Actually, because we've been on the road, we haven't written that much songs yet. Because, as we said, we don't feel that we're ready with this album yet. So
okay.
We're going to start recording the new album like earliest by fall or winter this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be released early next year, if nothing else happens. So that's the plan, because we try to play as much as we can. No?
It's hard, because this album is like a baby, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't feel that I'm done yet. I'm not done touring this album. I'm not tired of it in any way. So I don't feel the urge to have another one.
So you're not hungry for new songs to
perform
live?
No, I mean, at this point it is like very far away. So and we don't feel any rush or panic to follow this album up. I mean, when that day comes, we're sure going to be delivering some good shit as well. So.
We've had a hectic schedule. You know, when we're not touring, our days are full.
Yeah.
We've been flying around making promotion shit, and we've been working with behind the scenes stuff, with the stage props and the merchandise and management and all that shit.
Mm.
We've got a lot of stuff to do. So and I have a bar to run.
Yeah, okay.
Which I haven't been doing for a couple of years now.
A good working bar, or
it's excellent. So it works by itself. Good stuff.
Last question. Any steps of the career of Fatal Smile where you said, well, we shouldn't have done that? may have been better.
That other girl a couple of days ago?
You should have done.
Yeah. She was a mistake. And if you listen, I take it back.
It wasn't my meaning.
Something that affected the whole band.
Yeah. So we got a big nightmare. No, I would say nothing. I mean, I'm damn proud of this fucking band.
Cool.
Everything we do it with a heart. So the answer is no.
That's the best answer you can give to this question.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm thinking for some big mistakes, and there are a few, but none of them are, no, everything has been really smooth. It's been a rocket since we released the album.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually just been a rocket. It's just taken off, and we're just holding on and writing, until it slows down just a little bit, then we can start thinking and recollect and all these enormously amount of cities we've been to, and all the mileage in between the cities, all the people we've met.
Yeah, right now you're all in the middle. Reflect because
every day something else happens.
Exactly.
We've had so much fun with the guys in Lordi. Those guys are crazy fuckers, and we're having a lot of fun with them, But I mean, this year we've toured with Dio, we've toured with Wasp, we've toured with Thor, we've toured with so many of our heroes. UK tour with Bullet Boys and Britney Fox and Pretty Boy Floyd, and I don't know, all the festivals we've done where we're so surprised that they choose to go to our stage and the other stage is empty, and
cool.
It's like, wow, what's going on,
Mm.
And then we open another beer and just keep going. So we would need some time to slow down and look back at this year and say, wow, what a fucking year this has been, And if 2009 is anything near 2008, it's gonna be a fucking blast. So it doesn't seem to slow down so far.
Nope.
I hope not. So everything that's left to say, good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
And to all you listeners out there, see you guys on the road. If you have a chance to see us with Lordy, come see us. If you have a chance to see us with someone else, come do that as well. And look for us backstage. We need you.
And bring beer.
German one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, man.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.